Well, I'm originally from this part of the world. I was born in the Valley, but grew up in Cleburne, Texas, south of Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And I lived there till I was off to university. I went to the University of Houston. And I have a PhD in psychology.
Okay.
From the University of Houston. And I have been interested in a couple of areas. One is about what's the relationship between human knowledge and attitude change and behavior change. So that is simply as it says, how is it that you can educate a lot of people but they won't take action? So what are the things that motivate people to take action, whatever that might be, anything from individual change to social change? I'm also have been interested in the area of what's called conflict resolution. So how do people weigh off their belief system against any interests they might have? So they might have a belief system that tells them that social change is normally a good idea, but they might have, they'll come up with internal conflicts if the social change happens to interfere with their interest.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we can see many examples of that in city council decisions. We had one just recently. So after I finished my PhD, I went to Ontario, Canada. I went first to the University of Waterloo for 3 years, where they were starting a new program in health studies. And then I was there 3 years, and then I went to the University of Toronto and became the director of a master's program in health promotion. They were starting the program the year, they hired me to start the program, that's what I'm trying to say. Mm. So I spent the first year designing it, getting the curriculum ready, and then the second year, which would have been 1980, we took students. And that program is still alive and well, and most of the graduates of that, they now call it a master's in public health. Most of those students graduate with master's and PhDs and go on to be leaders in various communities, both in Canada and the U.S. and elsewhere in the area of public health. Hmm. So I was in Canada for 34 years, and I retired to Denton in 2009. And I chose Denton because both my husband and I have family in the immediate area. And I like it. It's got two universities and a college, and it's a very active town, and I love all the music.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to come back to the psychology aspect for sure.
Okay.
I want to get to chronology here, though. So you come to Denton in 2009.
Yes.
When did you first encounter fracking, and when did it become an issue of personal concern for you?
Well, I think I encountered it fairly soon. I can't remember the exact year that Adam Briggle held a, as he's a professor at UNT, he held a public seminar on, actually I think it was on the oil and gas industry overall, and mm-hmm. he had been encouraged to do that by a city council member. And I went to that seminar out of just general interest and was really alarmed by what I learned. And I just sort of hung around the area where the seminar was being held and talked to people afterwards. Stayed around and talked to some of the speakers and a few of the people who'd ask a lot of questions and learned that I was actually living not too far away from active frack sites.
Mm-hmm.
So we got together and had another meeting, a subsequent meeting, and we formed a group called Denton Drilling Awareness Group,
mm-hmm.
and we have been meeting ever since.